Hi everyone, my name is Sofia Flores. I'm a master student at the University of Florida, and today I'm going to present part of the results of one of my experiments. So, the rhizomes of these species, ginger, galangal, and turmeric, have similar characteristics. They have a pungent, spicy flavor, fragrant aroma, and several medicinal properties. They can be consumed fresh, dry, or even as processed products such as cookies, candies, smoothies, preserves, etc. For this reason, these species are highly demanded in the United States, and among these spices, ginger is the top imported spices. The import values of turmeric are increasing gradually, and galangal is also gaining popularity. These species are widely cultivated in tropical and subtropical regions of the world. However, in the United States, the production is limited to Hawaii and a few states in the southeast. Due to similarity in climate requirements for growth, there is opportunity for Florida growers to introduce these crops. However, there are some factors that are affecting limiting the local production. One of these factors is associated with propagation. These species are traditionally propagated by rhizomes, but they can be dormant at planting, and sprouting can take up to 5 or 6 weeks. Additionally, these species are highly susceptible to soil borne pathogens, such as Fusarium, Pythium, Rhizostoma, and nematodes. So this makes an additional step, so it's necessary to do a careful disinfection. An alternative to rhizomes is the use of tissue culture or micropropagated transplants because they can ensure a pathogen-free and a uniform starting planting material. However, they can be a little bit more expensive than rhizomes, and during the first growth cycle, the rhizome yield is usually lower than rhizomes. They grow well in tropical and subtropical areas. However, in the northern hemisphere, they enter dormancy with short days and low temperatures. This could be a problem for growers because this forces them to harvest the plants during this dormancy period, limiting the production to specific months during the year. There are a few studies done, particularly in ginger, that have shown that they require long days for active shoot growth and short days to promote rhizome growth. However, there is scarce information in turmeric and galangal. For these reasons, and also due to some preliminary experiments that we have done at the University of Florida, this is one of the objectives of this experiment, which is evaluate the effect of photoperiod and planting materials on the growth and rhizome yield of different cultivars of ginger, galangal, and turmeric under greenhouse conditions. So for these experiments, I had two factors. One is the planting material, and the other the photoperiod. So for the planting type or planting material, we call it planting type, which was a combination of the species, cultivars, and the propagative material. And we wanted to compare the performance of micropropagated transplants and rhizomes. So we had one galangal TC as tissue culture, then one type of ginger, and two kinds of turmeric, a yellow and a white turmeric. Like I said, we did some preliminary trials, and we grew these tissue culture plants for a period of 7-8 months, and then we harvested the rhizomes from this tissue culture material, and we used these rhizomes as a new planting material for this experiment. That's why I have two rhizomes that are called second generation TC, ginger on rhizome, because they were our own harvest, and turmeric yellow on rhizome. Then we also wanted to compare with the traditional Hawaiian grown rhizomes, and we had one ginger rhizome called Buba Baba and four kinds of turmeric, Hawaiian red, white mango, BKK, and black rhizome. So for the second factor, which was the photoperiod, we had two greenhouses. One greenhouse received natural days, which eventually became or had the short days naturally, and the other greenhouse receive long days by doing night interruption lighting from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Using incandescent lamps, as you can see in the picture. We had 6 plant replicates per environment, which give us a total of 66 plants per greenhouse. So there is few information on ginger and turmeric, and even I just found maybe 2 papers on Galanga, and that was it. So there is no data. But I could find a few authors that have reported that plant height, shoot number, and shoot fresh mass is positively correlated with rhizomes, with rhizome yield. For that reason, I collected data on plant height. I counted the number of new shoots every 2 weeks, and we measured many different parameters, but we observed that plant height, shoot number, was very correlated with shoot fresh mass. So the results from plant height, shoot number were very similar to what we found in shoot fresh mass, because plants that had a high shoot fresh mass, usually it was because they were either very tall or it had a high number of new shoots. That's why I'm going to just show data for the shoot fresh mass. Regardless of the variety or cultivar, we found high shoot fresh mass under long days than under natural days. And something I have to clarify here is that we analyzed the data, separated ginger from turmeric, because they are different species. However, we had only one Galanga type that we included in the ginger analysis. So as you can see here, Galanga had high shoot fresh mass, that it was even higher under long days, and there was no significant difference between the ginger types. Regarding rhizome fresh mass or rhizome yield, Galanga, even when it was a different species, it had high yield comparable to the ginger types. And we didn't, well, as you can see, ginger bubababa, the Hawaiian rhizome grown ginger, increased rhizome yield under long days. And there was no difference between ginger TC first and second generation. However, as you can see in this picture, ginger first generation had a smaller rhizome size, and I'm particularly talking about the diameter of the rhizome. It was very small, smaller compared to the second generation ginger. For turmeric, we can see that Hawaiian red had higher shoot fresh mass compared to YTC, the micropropagated white turmeric, but it wasn't different with the other turmerics. We, again, like in ginger, we observe similar shoot fresh mass for ginger, turmeric yellow TC and yellow on rhizome, first and second generation. And like in ginger, we observe high shoot fresh mass under long days than under natural days. Regarding rhizome yield, Hawaiian red, BKK, and white mango, the Hawaiian rhizome turmerics, had higher rhizome yield than black turmeric. And again, we didn't find significant differences in rhizome yield between the yellow first and second generation, but surprisingly, we had high yield in this YTC. This is a new white turmeric that we were testing this year, and in contrast to its grow, you see it has a low shoot fresh mass, but it had a higher, very high rhizome yield. And opposite as well as ginger, in this case, we didn't observe differences in rhizome size, no, in case of turmeric. So as conclusions, we demonstrated that plants responded to long days by promoting more shoot growth. And this is good for growers because they can offer a marketable plant all year round. We observed that ginger bubababa increased yield under long days. Ginger first generation had similar yields to Ginger second generation. However, rhizome size was smaller, and this trend was not replicated for turmeric. They were similar size and similar rhizome yield for both, but we observed something different between yellow and white turmeric first generation. Turmeric YTC had higher yields, and that's why we think we should keep working on this species and testing more, okay, so we can find if these results are consistent over time, right? However, so far we can suggest some cultivars for growers. In the case of ginger, the Hawaiian ginger, Bubababa, was a really good cultivar, and also the ginger second generation. In the case of turmeric, the Hawaiian rhizomes are the best ones or had a better performance. Like I said, this was just one of the experiments I have done. I also have done some other studies in the field. We did some post-harvest quality data, and surprisingly also we found that Galangal had, even you guys can see, could see that Galangal was a very productive species, but it had a poor post-harvest performance. So we still have to work on that. We're also doing some quality analysis, and so far we have found that ginger oil levels doesn't change. They were very similar from tissue culture plants and rhizome grown plants, so that is good. And we're still analyzing data for turmeric. Well, I would like to thank our sponsors and you, everyone here, for coming. Thank you. So for this quality, okay, the question is what kind of parameters we measure for the quality, right? So we store the rhizomes for 2 weeks in a cool room, and then we measured the weight, initial and final weight, and Galangal was the one with over 30% lost weight during this post-harvest period, yes. We also measure color, and for some cultivars, the color did change a lot. For others, the internal color didn't change. We haven't done any testing panel, but they don't taste similar. There are different different turmerics and ginger, and they all have their own flavor. Mm-hmm. Yes? How important is the rhizome size of diameter for the commercial market? How important? Yeah. It is very important because rhizomes that are very thin, they don't last long during the post-harvest. Actually, thanks to this analysis, we could see that the tissue culture ones, shrink so easy, and in less than a week, they were like trash. They didn't last long. So it's really important to have a good size. Yes? This was per, we use one rhizome piece per container that gave us a whole plant, and that's the data I'm presenting. It's just per plant. Or the size, it was a 14-liter pot. Yes. Any more questions? Okay. Thank you.